In this video, we are practicing a simple communication pattern, brief, clear, and calm. This pattern can help when you need to communicate with an ex-husband, the father of your child, a former boyfriend, a family member, a church leader, an employer, or another man connected to your life. Brief means you do not have to over-explain. Sometimes long messages create more confusion, more conflict, or more emotional exposure than needed. Brief communication respects your time and lowers the emotional temperature. Clear means the other person can understand what you are saying. You do not need to hint, accuse, preach, or defend every detail. You can state the basic fact, the needed boundary, or the next step. Calm means you do not let the message carry all the emotion you are feeling. Calm does not mean you feel peaceful inside. It means you are choosing words that are steady, respectful, and wise. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for building up as the need may be, that it may give grace to those who hear." Grace-filled speech is not weak speech. It is speech that refuses to become destructive. Here is an example. Instead of writing, "You never respect my time and I am tired of you making everything harder," a brief, clear, and calm message might say, "Please confirm by Friday at 5 o'clock whether you are picking up the children on Saturday." Instead of writing, "You always make me feel guilty," you might write, "I am not available to discuss personal issues by text. I will respond to messages about the children's schedule." Instead of writing immediately when you are upset, you might pause and ask, "What is the actual purpose of this message?" This practice is not about becoming cold. It is about becoming wise. You can be warm where warmth is appropriate. You can be firm where firmness is needed. You can be respectful without becoming emotionally entangled. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Grace and salt belong together. Grace brings kindness. Salt brings clarity. Before sending a difficult message, ask, "Is this brief? Is this clear? Is this calm? Is this necessary? Is this safe?" Your gentle next step is to take one difficult message you may need to send and rewrite it in a brief, clear, and calm way before sending it.